thanks, Cecil, for letting me have your flicker.
Oh, think nothing of it.
I knew you'd let me have it.
Well, you knew more than I did then.
I always do.
You always do what?
No more than you do.
You better not get funny or I won't let you have it.
You wouldn't be an Indian giver, would you, Cecil?
Hey, don't get the idea that I'm giving you my slicker. I'm just letting you wear it tonight to keep from getting wet.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it to me.
Well, you've got another thought coming. It took me a year to get all those pictures on it.
You haven't got my picture drawn on it.
That's a thought. I'll put it on.
Where, Cecil? I'm particular where you put it.
I'll put it on the shoulder, where you can get good and wet. I'll have you on my shoulder.
I'd rather you'd have me on your mind.
Now, here. Don't get gooey.
But I guess there isn't enough room up there.
You want to go home in an ambulance?
No, why?
Well, just continue that line of chatter, and you will.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
I've heard that before, too.
Nah, nah.
Don't you stick out your tongue at me.
What's to stop me?
Hey, yes. Sally. Oh, Sally. Stick out your tongue again. Wait. No, wait. Let's see. Gee, Sally.
What's the matter?
Gee, that's too bad.
What is that?
Wait, let's see your tongue again. I thought so.
Well, what's the matter with my tongue, Cecil?
Where do you hurt, Sally?
I don't hurt.
Are you sure?
Well, sir, I'm sir.
Well, of course. Lots of times, the victims don't realize it.
Victims? What victims?
Well, I don't want to scare you, Sally. Let's see your tongue again. Don't be so stingy. Let's see all of it.
Well, I can't. I'll gag.
Say 999.
With my tongue out?
Yes.
Then,
Gee, this is too bad, Sally. Let me have your hand.
Oh, Cecil, is there something wrong?
Shh. Well. How long has this been going on?
Oh, Cecil, you're just kidding me.
Oh, I wish I were, Sally. This is serious.
Oh, stop it now, Cecil. You scare me.
Can you stand on one foot?
I can, but I'm not going to.
Well, of course, if you do want me to help you, well.
Oh, Cecil, stop acting so strange. What's the matter?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Let me see your tongue again. Way out. Yes, I believe it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, what is what? Cecil, am I sick or something?
Yes, Sally, you're thick. I mean, sick.
Oh, how do you know? What's my tongue got to do with it?
Well, I used to have a cousin that was a doctor, and I know. And to think, if you hadn't stuck your tongue out at me, we'd have never found out.
Well, what did you find out, Cecil? Oh, please, you make me nervous.
Wait, let me see your tongue again. All right, thanks. Now, don't bother me. I got to think for a minute.
Oh, there's nothing the matter with me. You can't fool me. Cecil, is something the matter?
Wait a minute. I got to find out if I'm right. You better go see your Uncle Thomas.
What? Oh, goodness. Cecil.
Wait a minute. Here. Sit up on the counter.
Help me. Thanks. Well, what are you going to do?
Let's see now. Oh, here. This paperweight will do. Now, I'm going to hit you with this paperweight.
No, Cecil. Don't you do it now.
Wait a minute, will you? This is a test. I'm going to tap you on the knee with it and see if your leg jumps.
Cecil, you're not playing, are you? Is something wrong with me?
Yes. Now let your legs swing freely. Now I'm going to tap your kneecap. All right. Ouch, Sally.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, Cecil.
You kicked me in the eye. What are you trying to do, blind me?
Cecil, I couldn't help it. My foot just flew out when you tapped it.
All right, get down. You didn't have to kick me in the eye.
Well, I'm sorry, Cecil. Did that prove anything?
Yes, that I should have had better sense.
Well, you tapped me too hard.
Just you wait. Let's see your tongue again. Now cough. Don't you know the difference between a cough and a sneeze?
There, how's that?
A little bit flat.
Cecil, have I got measles or something?
Oh, worse than that.
Cecil, you're not fooling me, are you?
Oh, I wouldn't fool you much. It's a good thing I happened to notice it before it was too late.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, tell me the truth.
Well, Sally, you've got a case of... Wait a minute. Let's see your tongue again.
Oh, please hurry and tell me. There.
Now, Sally, you've got to help me.
What must I do, Cecil? I'll do anything.
All right. Keep your tongue out and say 6 thick thistle sticks.
Cecil, I can't say that with my tongue in my mouth.
Try it. I'll have to watch your eyeballs. Go ahead.
Thistle sticks.
Oh, that's fine. I thought so.
Cecil, were you laughing?
Who, me? Why, of course not. This is serious.
Cecil, don't you think we better tell Uncle Thomas?
That might be a good idea.
Well, Cecil, what have I caught? Don't spare me. I'll be brave.
Well, Sally, I'm sorry for you, but you have an acute case of... Let's see your tongue once more.
No, Cecil, please tell me.
Well, I just happen to know about this. That's why I'm able to tell. It's a good thing I noticed.
But, Cecil, what is that?
Well, it's a... Yes, sir. It's a good thing I know all about it.
Well, can't you tell me, Cecil? Are you afraid? Is it catching?
Oh, no, it's not contagious. Sally, you have...
Yes, what have I?
Well, you have, Sally...
I'm not going to stick my tongue out again.
I wasn't going to ask you. Sally, you have, slumbering vitamins. Yes, sir, slumbering vitamins.
Well, what's that?
What? You don't know what slumbering vitamins are? Tut, tut, tut.
Oh, Cecil, is it very bad? I never heard of it before.
Then I can speak freely. Well, it's caused from fallen arches.
What are they?
And if you don't check it, you'll get pink eyes, sort of like a rabbit. Oh, it's very serious.
Well, what shall I do, Cecil? Oh, goodness, I'm so nervous.
You better go tell your uncle.
Well, what'll I tell him? Will he send for the doctor?
Tell him that you've just found out that you have a very bad case of slumbering vitamins.
Slumbering vitamins?
Yeah, but Sally, don't tell him I told you.
Why not, Cecil? If it hadn't been for you,
Well, I'd just rather not. Please, as a favor.
Oh, you're so modest, Cecil. Shall I go now?
Yeah. Go on up in the office and tell Mr. Smith you have a bad case of slumbering vitamins.
Cecil, what are you smiling about?
Oh, I'm not smiling. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, goodness, I feel so sick. I'm going right home.
Yeah, you look bad, Sally. Well, see you later.
All right, Cecil. I'm going up now. Thanks for telling me, Cecil. I know Uncle Thomas will be worried. I've never had slumbering vitamins before. Oh, goodness. I hope I get well.